Alex Anthopoulos joins us, the general manager of the Blue Jays. And I know you've only got a couple seconds, and we really appreciate you taking some time. And really what I want, Alex, is for you to be able to just clarify what the organization's position is on this, because you understand that your fan base has concerns about the possibility of you losing your manager to the Boston Red Sox. Did you change policy today?
Yes, correct. We did, and I certainly, and you know, like I obviously was, it's been a busy off season internally, just with, you know, trying to prepare for free agency and trades, and it's always a race up against till the end of the World Series, because once that final out is made, things start to move very fast. So we've had all of our staff up here the last few weeks, and we've been going at it hard. But no, we certainly did make a change to the policy, and ultimately, this policy started with Paul Beeston from my standpoint, and Paul's explained to me that it started back with Peter Hardy prior to him, and it's been in place in this organization since Paul's been here, and for at least 30 plus years, and there's never been a reason to change it. But ultimately, what's happened as a result of it, obviously the game has changed in a lot of ways. There's Twitter, there's more media outlets, there's so many things going on that with this policy, there will always be speculation, there will always be rumors, and those are things that, you know, since I've been in this chair in 2 years, as everyone in the media knows, I don't comment about rumors specifically and don't get into speculation. And if I'm not going to do that, it's very hard to eliminate these things from happening and stories from getting out of control. So what's happened the last 3 days now, it's been incredibly time-consuming, whether it's Paul Beeston getting phone calls at home, emails, myself, a lot of our staff. And there's two ways to look at it. We can either choose to ignore it and not respond to the media, but that's not the way we do our jobs. We have a responsibility. But ultimately, we needed to put a policy in place that would eliminate something like this from happening down the road. So the next time there is an opening for a scouting director or a player development staff or a coach, everyone will know what our policy is, and there won't be any chance to have this type of speculation. And if there is going to be speculation, it'll only be for an upwards move, and that'll be the end of it.
So in a nutshell, any parallel move will not be permitted. In other words, your manager would not be permitted to seek or pursue or accept a managerial job with somebody else. Now,
correct.
If he was offered perhaps a general manager's job or a president's job, I would assume that would be something that you, at this point at least, would consider allowing.
Correct. Exact same way. For example, I would not be allowed to leave to be a general manager with any other club,
right,
as long as I am under contract with this organization, unless it was, like you'd mentioned, CEO, in the same way that scouting director would have to be an assistant GM or something to that
right.
extent. And, you know, and that's, you know, like Paul and I talked about, that's to our discretion, because you start getting lower rung in the organization. It's a little bit more vague with scouting positions and things like that. But obviously we can use common sense with certain areas.
One more question specifically, because, and I asked this only because it did come up, and I could not answer it myself, and that was some thought that perhaps John had a clause in his contract which may have permitted him to pursue a job specifically with the Red Sox from whence he came. Can you comment on that?
Sure, and I certainly can. I've heard that quite a bit, and you're the first one to ask me about it. I'm actually pleased that you did. Again, I know I've never been specific and definitive with respect to John's contract, and I haven't ever been so with any employee's contract, including my own. And you know that isn't going to change. But I can tell you, just from a policy standpoint, you know, my own belief, we would never have any opt-out clauses in player contracts, employee contracts, anything that might be set up that way. I don't think we would ever go into a relationship with someone that would even seek to have that type of clause, nor would we ever want to have that type of clause in there. So I know it's been out there, but again, those are things that are rumors and speculation and so on. And I won't get specific about any employee's contract, but I can tell you that we don't do any type of specific clauses in contracts. Employees are hired. They're very standard contracts, and they're separated by length of term and certainly by their compensation.